Job, chapter 32. So these three men ceased to answer Job, because he was righteous in his own eyes. Then was kindled the wrath of Elihu the son of Barachel the Buzite, of the family of Ram, against Job was his wrath kindled, because he justified his soul rather than God. Also against his three companions was his wrath kindled, because they had found no answer, and yet had condemned Job. Now Elihu had waited to speak to Job, because they were older than he. And when Elihu saw that there was no answer in the mouth of these three men, his wrath was kindled. And Elihu the son of Barachel the Buzite answered and said, I am young, and you are very old. Therefore I held back, and didn't dare show you my opinion. I said, days should speak. And multitude of years should teach wisdom, but there is a spirit in common man. And the breath of the Almighty gives them understanding. It is not the great who are wise, nor the aged who understand justice. Therefore I said, listen to me. I also will show my opinion. Look, I waited for your words. I listened for your reasonings. While you searched out what to say. Yes, I attended to you. And, look, there was none who convinced Job. Or that answered his words, among you. Beware you don't say, we have found wisdom. God may vanquish him, not man. For he has not directed his words against me. Neither will I answer him with your speeches. They are amazed, they answer no more. They haven't a word to say. And shall I wait, because they don't speak? Because they stand still, and answer no more? I also will answer my part. I also will show my opinion. For I am full of words. The spirit inside me constrains me. Look, my breast is as wine which has no vent. Like blacksmith's bellows it is ready to burst. I will speak, that I may be refreshed. I will open my lips and answer. Don't let me, I pray you, respect a man's person. Neither will I give flattering titles to any among man. For I don't know to give flattering titles. Else would my maker soon take me away.